Boom.
Oh, damn.
Dad, start recording. He's on fire.
Let's fucking light this candle.
What are we talking about?
Thank the light, everyone. I am doing one of three intros, and you don't know which one it is because I'm not going to record three intros today. So that's who you're dealing with today. And these are my Wolf Brothers.
Very tricky. Very tricky.
And did you guys know that it was over a year ago today that season one debuted? November 19th, 2021. And we still don't know when season two is coming out.
That's right. This is one of the episodes we're recording tonight is episode 53.
So Jeremy woke up today and chose violence. I was
poor
coming
Des.
In so positive. Yeah, I'm sorry. Great point. Episode 53. Let's go. Take it from episode 53.
Ready, and go.
Des, nope. Stop with the laughing. Clear it. And from episode 53.
I have started a good half dozen podcasts, and this is the first time I've recorded exactly 52 episodes in 52 weeks. So, yay!
You're not allowed to rent here anymore. Try not to suck any dick on your way through the parking lot.
Hey, you, get back here. Hi, everybody. We're going to talk about some more book shit because Amazon won't fulfill their part of the obligation and give us some fucking TV show to talk about. Most likely because they're making the show super duper awesome. So I'll try to be nice. But Origins? I mean, something?
They said August.
They said the Origins were going to come out before the series. And if they still keep to that, then
we are a long way off.
We are still, yes, exactly.
I don't know who they are, but
easy there, Kanye.
Whoa, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, you people? Whoa.
What do you mean?
Not talking to all you wonderful gender fluid people out there.
Well, we took a hard left and it wasn't even
I'm talking about you, Rad Judkins, Jug Radkins, whatever his name is.
Jughead, goddammit.
Jesus Christ, I'm all worked up. It's already way too fucking hot in here. I was freezing a minute ago.
There's 6 inches of snow on the ground outside of my house, so don't talk to me about freezing.
6 inches? Really?
Probably not anymore. There was this morning when I got up.
My windows were frozen this morning.
Ooh. Scary.
I know.
Was there fog too? Uh-oh.
Oh my God. If I have to have the fucking the steam fog conversation with my son one more time, I'm going to drive the car off the fucking road. That's all we've talked about for the last 2 months on the way to school. What is that? How come when I breathe, I can see my breath? And I'm very nice, and I explain it to him because I love my son.
Because science.
But now it's been 2 months, and I don't care anymore.
Because science. Look it up. You know Google? Type it into Google. Read it. Read about it. Read all about it.
It's science.
But make sure you spell it correctly so nothing weird happens.
How was your Thanksgiving? Let's do some current events real quick. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Mine was great. Yeah, I got to spend time with my relatives and Justin's relatives.
Well, my son is going to school and doing well. And my daughter, she's really, you know, she's got a great job. My wife is lovely. And Justin, well, we love Justin.
Justin. It was fun, man. We had a good time. I said, hey, guys. Did any of you guys listen to the episode where Justin... We need to start a Patreon for the episode where you get to hear everything that Justin actually did.
Yeah, that he cut out. Because it was a good 30 minutes.
Oh, easily 30 minutes.
And that's mostly for the family. Like, mom, dad, if you'll know the truth about me, you can hear it. But you got to give me $5.
You got to cough up the five.
So the most... After 8 to 10 months, I think it's been about 10 months, I finally made this a smart decision and I got back on the caffeine. So you're welcome. I figured if I can trade most of my donuts and all of my nicotine for caffeine, that's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
It's probably a good deal. It's probably a better deal.
So you're welcome, everybody. So that's why we're going to record 5 episodes tonight. Woo!
Justin, how was your Thanksgiving?
ready to win? You ready to lose? You guys ready to lose the game?
I don't know. You saw my picture. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys both sent me pictures by a pool, and I was...
I mean, we rent the hotel, same hotel every room, and I always ask for this certain room because you can walk out the door and the hot tub's right there. And so I just walk out the back door in my big Palpatine robe and take bong hits and then go get in the pool. And the kids came over there and we were all hanging out, me and Connor and Zoe and my wife's ex-husband, Russell. He came over. We're hanging out, me and him were drinking. And he's just like, man, your husband's a boss, man. He's just kicking people out of the hot tub. I'm like, I'm not kicking anybody out. I'm just going out and taking a bong hit. Giving them the old hairy eyeball until they leave. Then I go get in.
Oh.
And the hotel, like, we can take our dogs. And, like, so we can, like, just take them right out through the pool area to this little
this
dog area.
This is in Spokane?
Yeah.
All right. We are going to start this conversation off by listening to The Great Hunt, Chapter 14, Wolf Brothers. And we're listening to this episode because it's a great description, explanation about how the Wolf Brothers see and communicate with each other. So hopefully this will spark a little something. It'll go, this is another one that just kind of, I don't really have an ending point. So we'll give it 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll just kind of cut it off and start talking about it.
Finally, reluctantly, he closed his eyes and let himself drift. Let his thoughts drift out, away from him. He had tried denying it from the first, long before his eyes began to change from dark brown to burnished golden yellow. His thoughts drifted, feeling for what must be out there, what was always out there in country where men were few and far between, feeling for his brothers. In the beginning, he had been afraid that what he did had some taint of the Dark One, or of the One Power. Equally bad for a man who wanted nothing more than to be a blacksmith and live his life in the light and in peace. This thing he did was older than humans using the One Power, though. Something from the birth of time. Not the power, Moraine had told him. Something long vanished, now come again. Contact. He felt them. Felt other minds. Felt his brothers, the wolves. Their thoughts came to him as a whirlpool blend of images and emotions. At first he had not been able to make out anything except the raw emotion, but now his mind put words to them. Wolf brother. Surprise. Two legs that talks. A faded image, dim with time, old beyond old, of men running with wolves, two packs hunting together. We have heard this comes again. You are Longtooth? It was a faint picture of a man dressed in clothes made of hides, with a long knife in his hand, but overlaid on the image, more central, was a shaggy wolf with one tooth longer than the rest, a steel tooth gleaming in the sunlight. As the wolf led the pack in a desperate charge through deep snow, toward the deer that would mean life instead of slow death by starvation, and the deer thrashing to run in powder to their bellies, and the sun glinting on the white until it hurt the eyes, and the wind howling down the passes, swirling the fine snow like mist, and wolves' names were always complex images. Perrin recognized the man, Elias Machira, who had first introduced him to wolves. Sometimes he wished he had never met Elias. No, he thought, and tried to picture himself in his mind. Yes, we have heard of you. It was not the image he had made, a young man with heavy shoulders and shaggy brown curls, a young man with an axe at his belt, who others thought moved and thought slowly. That man was there, somewhere in the mind picture that came from the wolves, but stronger by far was a massive wild bull with curved horns of shining metal, running through the night with the speed and exuberance of youth, curly-haired coat gleaming in the moonlight, flinging himself in among white cloaks on their horses, with the air crisp and cold and dark, and blood so red on the horns, and young bull. For a moment, Perrin lost the contact in his shock. He had not dreamed they had given him a name. He wished he could not remember how he had earned it. He touched the axe at his belt with its gleaming half-moon blade.
Well, so you realize that's the wolf's name for him, right, Dez?
I was just gonna say, yeah, so young bull is Perrin.
Yes.
Young Bull is the name that they have given Perrin.
So they don't have a set vision for what they're trying to explain. The vision comes from the Wolf Brother trying to explain it. Because he said something about, like, that's not the vision that I had made, but I recognize it as.
Yeah, so he's trying to show them in his mind, like, this is who I am. I look like this. But they're like, oh, we heard about you. It's actually this, and it's a picture of a young bull.
Oh,
and he's like, yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm that guy.
Yeah.
It's like getting a nickname before that someone knows your name. They're like, oh, are you that dude?
Well, but it's also like you can't give yourself a nickname.
Exactly.
They're like, no, 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 no. This is who you are.
Yeah. You think you're Perrin? Oh, no.
So, yeah. How many Wolf Brothers do we end up meeting? Like, is there like a huge pack of them, or is this kind of a special small? Oh, only in the whole series, we only meet three? No.
Yeah, there's only three. There's
Justin. We can't hear you.
Are you talking, Justin?
I was wondering why you guys are ignoring me. I thought you were being dicks.
We saw your fingers.
Well, Jeremy's just talking right the fuck over me. What a fucking asshole. That's my job. Oh, you stole my joke, you prick.
Oh, God. Fantastic.
No, I was saying there's three Wolf brothers. There, one acts like a man, Elias, and then one acts like not a man, and then there's Perrin.
Oh. So the Wolf...
You should have come across... No. You just started Dragon Reborn. Okay. You'll come across another Wolf brother soon. Not Elias.
So... All the actual wolves we see, those are all that. They're all just wolves. Like there's, well, no, you said one of them is kind of a half or pretends to be a wolf. Does he look like a wolf or does he just not participate in man stuff?
No, what happens is.
He just kind of loses himself, you know, like he decides he wants to be a wolf more than a man, basically. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I mean,
Yeah, there are certain times when Perrin will start to describe, like he gets this like bloodlust and he'll be like, oh man, I just want to run and. Or, you know, taste like warm blood in my mouth.
I actually just was at one of the parts in Shadow Rising where he is wanting to kill Slayer. And he's like, I want to taste his throat in my mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down. I need to remember that I'm a man.
Why am I craving pennies?
Why am I always chasing the mailman?
There's times later, where, like after he starts to get in the Wolf Brother, he's like eating fish. And he's like, it's good, but it's like, can I get some meat? Ugh.
Yeah, it's like a vampire eating a raw steak instead of fresh man blood.
Why am I having root vegetable stew? Blah.
I'm kind of disappointed that we're only going to meet three. Well, you know what?
It's very rare, bro. It's very rare. And like, it comes along with the power. Like, okay, so you're going to start getting into a lot of this stuff when you get into the Dragon Reborn. And I want you to get into it because...
I'm not going to read that book.
Just skip it.
Well, they've start... I hate you so much. I'll fucking kill you if you skip it.
I'm just going to go... I think I'm going to start New Spring next.
Oh, you suck!
And I'm going to make so many bookmarks. That's all we're going to talk. We're not even going to watch the show next season. We're just going to...
Sweet. You want to piss the three listeners we have right the fuck off.
Oh, my God.
What are these assholes doing? Forgot even what my point was.
Well, here's...
Oh, Telonriad. Shut up.
Yeah,
Telonriad. Okay. Okay. So you'll start to see that... So Egwene is a dreamer, right? And she starts to become very powerful in Telonriad. Rand becomes powerful in Telonriad, completely different way than Egwene is. And then you have someone like Perrin, who has no One Power, has nothing, no connection to the One Power at all, but is more powerful in dreams than anybody who can channel by the end. I'd say he could fucking go up against anybody in the dream, even if they can channel, he could fuck them up.
Now, is that Perrin's speciality or is that a Wolf Brother speciality?
The Wolf Brother, it is one and the same, but he's very strong.
He's next level.
Because of his force, it has to do with force of will. And I think being a Wolf Brother has to do with force of will. That's why they only give you one other Wolf Brother. And he goes kind of like mad, if you will, and just decides to go. He goes and runs with wolves. Like he decides to leave his village. Like he doesn't speak anymore. He acts like a feral. Dude, they have him locked. When you meet him, he's locked up in a cage.
Oh.
He literally goes and lives with a wolf.
Yeah, he runs with the wolves, but then on Friday nights, he dances with them.
Yeah. Two socks.
That's so stupid. I'm so sorry.
I hate all of this. So on the one hand, I'm almost angry that we only meet three Wolf Brothers because it's so cool. And it would just be cool if there was like an actual pack of them. I don't think three qualifies as a pack. But on the other hand, we are a tri-podcast and there are three of us. So I can't argue with that being a good number anyways. So,
dude, it's funny because I can remember, it's really long fucking time ago because I'm old, but I remember thinking like, man, I hope he meets, you know, someone else like Elias, you know, or something like that. And the further you go along, you really appreciate that there's really only a couple because it's something that's so old and come again, like even the most scholarly people who know about it are like, this is old. This hasn't been around for a long motherfucking time, like before Age of Legends, a long of time.
Oh, it hadn't? So it's been around for...
Like it's been...
Ever.
Like it's been gone. Like some of the Forsaken recognize him. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy. Some of the Forsaken recognize him as a Wolf Brother, but some of them don't. They don't like, what is this dude? And there's another dude who's kind of a Wolf Brother. You will meet him in book 4, you may have already kind of seen him at one point, but he's someone called Slayer. And he is a wolf brother in the sense that he's kind of like the opposite. He's the opposite, I guess. Or like, I don't know, Jeremy, what would you say? Slayer's like, he doesn't control the Dark Hounds. Have you met Dark Hounds yet, Dez? Yeah.
No, that's book 3.
Yeah, no.
Is it Dragon Reborn?
Yeah, it's book 3.
Dark Hounds are kind of like the opposite of a wolf. They're the dark ones, like version of a wolf. And so, but he doesn't really control them. They're not. If you have a pack of Dark Hounds, even like if only like one or two of the Forsaken have Dark Hounds. So, but he is like Perrin in the sense like he has no one power capabilities. He's just really strong in the wolf, what they call the wolf dream, which is also Telen Riad.
Yeah, I would say he is the mortal enemy of wolves. And that's, he hates wolves and they hate him.
They describe him as that. They're like, he is the they call him something. What do the wolves call him? The wolves call him something. Maybe they just call him Slayer, I think. Maybe
they call him Slayer. That's where he gets the name. Yeah. Because it's not his name. He's an amalgamation of the two different guys.
No, that's right.
They call him Slayer.
We could do a whole episode on that shit, Luke and Isom.
Okay, here's a mouthful. It is not possible to say, unlike in the case of channeling, that it is a genetic trait. Robert Jordan has stated that those who are Wolf Brothers will be so in future rebirths as the Wheel of Time turns, but it depends on whether the age supports the ability being able to manifest itself. For the duration of the Third Age, for example, the ability seems to have been largely suppressed. For this reason, even if we assume that the direct ancestors of known Wolf Brothers carried such a gene, it may be possible that it would never have shown itself.
I don't know where you found that, but I have such a boner for every word that just came out of your mouth. I just want to spit my sauce everywhere. Are you kidding me, dude? That's awesome. Where did you find that? That is such a great...
The fandom Wheel of Time wiki.
So basically, Perrin's always been a wolf brother, like every turning of the wheel. Maybe he just hasn't been born for a long time. Or maybe, you know what? People are probably born again and then they never really get a chance to... Maybe they live in a fucking city or something and there's no... Because there is a certain part about, unless if you're in the wolf dream, you can kind of go wherever. But in the physical world, you have to be, it's a proximity thing. You do have to be semi near them to reach out to them. It's a, I don't know, telepathy, right?
If Perrin hadn't run into Elias, he would never really would have like known what was happening to him. He's just like, wow, I can see really well. And I like raw hamburgers.
I really want to go kill a deer with my teeth. God, I don't know what the hell. That guy's dog is super cute.
He probably would have thought that, you know, he was going crazy or something.
They do make a reference to there being wolf sisters at some point in history. Is that ever discussed or is that something that maybe Robert Jordan just mentioned in an interview and they ran with it?
Yeah, I don't remember that from the books at all.
Well, I mean, it's probably something that he just means like it's not a gender thing, you know?
Sure.
That's all I'm thinking.
So, yeah, this kind of mentions what you said, Justin. The triggering event for a man or a woman to become a wolf brother or wolf sister seems to be coming into the close proximity with wolves, with perhaps the additional qualifier that the wolves accept the human enough to make a psychic contact. So you're right. There probably are a lot of ex-wolfies living in the city and just never getting triggered.
But is that coming from Jordan or is that somebody just making something up out of whole cloth?
Pontificating on wolf brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're expanding.
Dude, the Dragonmount fandom is pretty, it's pretty canonical, if that's the right word. They try to be pretty, most of the stuff that I've read is pretty legit.
I think basically they're basing this on the fact that Perrin, yeah, really didn't know about his ability until he started coming in contact with wolves.
I feel like Robert Jordan was that good of a writer. I just never, even though it says brothers, I never thought of it as something that would have a gender to it. I figured like you could either do it, I guess maybe because he talks to a lot of female wolves and it's nothing like, it's just, you talk to the wolves. That's it.
Yeah.
You also like, they call him Wolf Brother. That's where the word comes from.
Oh.
So they're like, if it would have been Egwene, it would be a wolf sister.
Yeah. They just say sister. Cause they would just say sister. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're always talking about parents, so they call him Wolf Brother.
I bought a leaf blower today.
Oh, very nice.
Oh my God. First of all, I hate doing yard work. I love cleaning inside. Like my wife, she loves to garden. She loves to make sure the trees look good. She loves to do all this stuff, but obviously she's been recovering from surgery and stuff like that, so she hasn't been able to do much of it. I do dishes and laundry and vacuum. Like, I'm doing my part. I'm an indoor kid. I'm a housewife. I'm proud of that fact.
Don't like getting dirt under my nails. Yuck.
But I do like, obviously I like it tidy. I like to tidy up the inside so I can be in a tidy place. And this leaf blower is just instantly tidied up my outside space.
Look at the like real ass happiness on his face, Jeremy. Look at it.
I know, seriously.
I mean, it's partly caffeine, but it's a little partly bit. Leaf blower too. I could see it a little bit.
It's got the blow function, but she goes from blow to suck. I blow all the leaves in the corner.
And then I go have some alone time in the garage.
And then I reverse that sucker just like Spaceballs.
Good for you, buddy. That's a big hole.
Oh my God.
What's the password to open it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
I had the same combination on my luggage. It's easy to remember.
If you want it that bad and you got a little forethought, it's all yours. You win. 1-0.
All right. That was chapter 14. Anything else on Wolf Brothers before we move on to...
I would just say that if I could have something that wasn't the power, I think it would be being a Wolf Brother over Matt's luck. I like Matt's luck, though.
Oh, no way. Come on.
I don't know, dude. Matt's luck's pretty cool, but being a Wolf Brother, man, I don't know.
No. Listen,
I don't gamble that much, so.
I don't gamble that much either, but I'd start.
Yeah, exactly.
You see how his eyes got all big?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. It's like me before I smoke weed in the daytime.
Okay, if you could talk to dogs as well as wolves, then I'd be in. But other than that.
Well, dogs are wolves. Of course you could talk to dogs. That's what I wrote down when we first started listening to it. I go, "What? This is what you wolves wish you could do with your pup. If you wish, I wish I was a Wolf Brother." I'd be like, "How much do you love the frisbee in the snow?" He'd be like, "Oh, fucking shit. I love it so much. Oh my God. It's my whole reason for life."
There is an episode of All the Answers where a woman comes on.
He told me.
Yeah. A woman comes on there
and lies to you about how to communicate with animals. Just kidding. I'm just joking.
I don't want to go out on too many limbs here. I think a lot of people have amazing powers, and I'm in no position to say who has the powers and who doesn't have the powers. But the way she described communicating with a dog was very visual. It was very much you had to visualize.
Like, almost like being a Wolf Brother?
Exactly. It was frighteningly similar. And it made me.
If you want to catch that, All the Answers, it's number.
I don't know. I'll put it in. I will put it in the. Hopefully, I'll find it. If I find it, I will put it in the episode notes. And you know, just listen to All the Answers. It's got spiritual stuff. And if you're not sure about spiritual stuff, they throw in some dick and fart jokes, people. It's beautiful.
Everybody loves that.
Everyone loves dick and fart jokes. But you know what?
Not Jeremy.
I love fart jokes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I still laugh. I like laugh about how hard Jeremy's like, "I'm not going to say that." I'm just like, "Oh my God, he wouldn't say it. He wouldn't say bukkake. He wouldn't say it."
I'm not going to say it.
And it makes me, I tell my workmates about it. It makes me laugh. I'm like, "Oh, he would not say it. He would not say it." And I was like, "Oh, me, I'll say anything."
Do you know how many people I've had to, while playing Cards Against Humanity, do you know how many people I've had to explain bukkake to?
Why do you know? Because I watched stand-up comedy and I wanted to figure out what the joke was. I'm not a fucking porn addict.
That's not why.
That's why. That's why for me. Speak for yourself. I watch only tentacle porn.
You know, I have to do a meditation before every episode so I can enjoy...
Like, to porn? Is that what you call masturbating? Meditation?
I have to remove from my brain the idea of nice people that Jeremy goes to church with listening to the show.
I've met them before. They're not that nice.
No, no, they're great people. What are you talking about?
They're wonderful, like... salt of the earth people.
They're probably 50% of our audience.
Fantastic. We love you people out there and...
All of you people.
Whoa, you people again. Jesus.
the good people, the bad people. You know what? Write in us and tell us which one you are. Are you a good Aes Sedai or are you a black Aja? Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at @ParseDayHillman. That is Wolf Brothers @ParseDayHillman on Twitter. Send us questions and comments and love to thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, time travel movies, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Put your dagger in your horn box.
Good night, you goat-kissing son of a sheep's boil.
And let me leave you with this, my favorite text from Justin on our thread. Jeremy is a prude, power is out, I'm drunk, devil horns, fist emoji, and then the next emoji is flipping me off.
All you say is make me like me more.
I love me some meat.
Hashtag Billy Zane is Asmodian.
Stop saying Brick is a great movie when that's all people ever say when they defend Rian Johnson is Brick is a great movie. It's not that great of a movie, and he doesn't get to hang his dick on it for the rest of his life.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
They just ruined that trilogy. All they had to do was take those 9 books that I read and put them into 3 movies, and they would have been the best 3 movies that ever happened.
Are you saying the books were better?
You son of a bitch. Were you saying the books were better? Well, they weren't. There weren't movies based on those books, so no.
So kind of like this TV show.